This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's have a celebration, shall we? Continuing, welcome into our world, the DJV world. Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. It is Monday. Hello, how do you do? What's the good word for today? Well, we have a number of good words from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We'll start with Victoria and a trending item, as is the case when we always start in this hour. Victoria, we can count on her. We can count on you. If she can't do it, what's the old expression? Remember that from the football games? Victoria, Victoria, she's our man. If she can't do it, nobody can.
All right. Thanks for that endorsement.
Okay.
Well, we'll start out with something really quick. In case you missed it last night, a lot of people are talking about the planet Venus and how beautiful it looked in the sky, very close to the crescent moon. The moon was really gorgeous last night if you had clear skies. Very, very thin little crescent moon. And you could actually see Venus, which was only 1.5 degrees from it. So lots of stargazing fans using apps and everything last night. So Venus is actually trending on Twitter, possibly for the first time since it was so close to the moon. But it was absolutely gorgeous in the sky. You can see lots of images. NASA had some beautiful images of it. And so if you want to look around for that. And then, of course, the biggest story is Trump and Putin meeting in Helsinki. And First Lady Melania Trump posted a picture on Twitter earlier this morning that she, her with the First Lady of Finland, Jenny Haukio. And had a beautiful picture together, and she said that she enjoyed her conversation, and they talked about issues facing their nation. Thank you for hosting us. And, of course, then Trump and Putin set to meet in Helsinki, and that's trending all over. Lots of speculation what will happen, if any progress will be made, all the usual stuff. Trump was going into it with sort of a different position, I think, than people expected. He blames the U.S.'s past administrations for the reason that we don't have a good relationship with Putin and Russia. So we'll see what happens and what comes of it.
He's such a swell guy, that puking Putin. Look at that beautiful smile. Look at those eyes. Look at
the
wrinkly nose. He looks just like another guy, the guy you live next door to, who has a hatchet and a machete, one in each hand, smiling. Look at them. They are so nice together. They look so sweet together. Oh, my God. It's wonderful. Isn't it sweet?
There is no First Lady of Russia anymore, right? Or because he divorced her.
She's still there.
Or is she
just
alive?
She disappeared for a little while, but she's back. She's there somewhere, but I don't know if she travels with him.
I don't think I've ever seen her.
A different, didn't she look like, well, there are different people.
I thought he divorced her.
Around, do they have divorce or they just have death in Putin land?
We should
call it that instead of Russia. Putin land.
Putin land, yeah. I don't know.
So what's on the agenda? What are they supposed to? All the news media speculators. Yeah, let's talk about they're gonna do this. They're gonna do that. They're gonna do whatever. What are they doing?
Well, the real reason they're going to get together is because they have to talk about Syria. And so that's probably the top issue and the one where they're going to find maybe some common ground where they could work towards a solution, because Syria is a client state of Russia. So obviously, if you want to see something happen in Syria, because Trump has said he'd like to withdraw U.S. troops from there, he wants to make sure that it's stable, that's where you're going to have to go.
Yeah. What about under the circumstances... are they drinking vodka, by the way? How do they? Trump doesn't drink.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I don't know.
So Putin could slip him a Mickey maybe. Under the So one of the things that over the weekend the news media loved to take shots at Trump because they didn't understand what protocol was with a queen. And walking in front of her and not doing the curtsy and all the other things that are not required, but expected, according to whom? Where does it say that this is what you're supposed to do when you're around the Queen? Is it just, is there some book of protocol that they didn't read? Somebody didn't cue Trump in? Or is this just the more another
well,
way to
protocol,
take a shot at Trump?
The only thing I heard, and maybe it's different, I think he did okay with it when he met her. It's just that he walked in front of her because, you know, she's, what is she, 90? I think when they were going
91.
To inspect, yeah, when they were going to inspect the troops, he happened to get in front of her, and I heard that was the thing that people were taking issue with, because I guess protocol is you're always supposed to walk behind her or at her pace. You're not supposed to get in front of her. So I don't know.
I think for every woman, though, like I don't know any gentleman who walks in front of a woman.
I
know, like,
from opening the door.
Well, that's the only time you're supposed to.
Yeah.
And the only time you're supposed to not open a door is a man is supposed to go through a revolving door first so the woman doesn't have to push too hard. But
wow,
other than that, I've never heard
weaker
of...
Weaker sex, that was all that is.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. That's like the old school, you know, that's the only time you're supposed to walk ahead of a woman.
But in this era of women's rights, is it expected that men open the door for women? It's just polite, but is it expected? Are women supposed to open the door for themselves?
No, I don't think any woman
expects capable.
It, right?
Yeah,
of course.
We're
capable of doing it, but it's always nice when someone does it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think the bigger issue is just not leaving a 91-year-old woman in the dust.
In the dust.
If you're walking together.
I think he was probably, and you know, my mom, who cannot stand President Trump, she's not a fan of him at all. And sadly, we had lots of time
great
spent good. Together in the hospital
great
again this weekend.
Really?
And so we were chatting about it, and she said, you know, I kind of felt sorry for him. She goes, there's so many protocols that you have to know when you're meeting the Queen that you get briefed on them, right? Somebody says, okay, do this, do that, do this, do that. And I'm sure they did that. I don't think his administration probably failed him. They probably told him that. But there's a lot floating around in your head. She said, if I had to remember everything that you're supposed to do and not do when you meet the Queen, I'd be so nervous about screwing up that I'd probably do the same thing. So I don't know. When she says something like that and has empathy for Trump, she never does. I go, well, it can't be that big of a deal.
It's a good barometer anyway, one way or the other.
I just use it. Yeah, it's my mom's smell test is what it is.
All right, so Jennifer's in California. Victoria's in New York. Kara is down in Washington. I'm on the farm in Massachusetts. The California Democratic Party seems to have dealt a sort of finality and not a very pleasant way to DFI. Is this because they didn't endorse her? Is she done? I call her.
No, she's not. This is what's so ridiculous, and it just shows you how
the news media.
Well, no, it's not the media. This is the California Democratic Party, that they are so out of touch and that they are so far left that Dianne Feinstein, who got during the primary election, right, there were like 20 Republican candidates running, and then there was Dianne Feinstein and Kevin DeLeon and a few Democratic candidates that didn't have a chance. A lot of people on the ballot is my point. Dianne Feinstein, I think, got 40-something percent of the vote. Kevin DeLeon got barely 10%, maybe even 9%. I don't know where it all finished out. And was almost beaten, and I know the guy, by an unknown Republican who spent zero money in the field. So the fact that he was almost beat by someone who was running against 25 other Republicans and almost lost and couldn't keep up with Dianne Feinstein and then receives the California endorsement, to me, an endorsement comes from who people are going to vote for. And the Democratic Party in California just made the assertion that it doesn't matter who people want. They want to support the far-left candidate. And Dianne Feinstein's not a conservative by any stretch, but obviously we know where the money is because Kevin DeLeon is sort of woven into the fabric of the boys' club. Jerry Brown, Gavin Newsom, Javier Becerra, who are making these far-left, left policies in California.
Mm-hmm. So what's your prediction, Jennifer, as the observer?
Feinstein will win, no doubt. Feinstein will win 100%. The only thing that this will do is provide Kevin DeLeon with more money to run against her, so it'll be a closer race. But Feinstein is a brand name. Yeah, she's old, but she's still a brand name in California, and I think it's hers until she decides she doesn't want it anymore.
Really? What does her husband do?
Her husband makes a ton of money off of the bullet train.
Right, hello. Nobody making an issue out of that in the
No one
so
ever mentions
campaign.
That, no.
Isn't that great, huh? like that. A changer. 16 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV program. Monday is, what's it, the 16th, right? Monday the 16th. Time for you to change your attitude, to change your life. And a good way to do it is with Life Change Tea. I brewed some more. Everybody brewing it up. Victoria, how are you doing? And you don't take
every
it with
morning,
you.
Every morning,
yeah. All right. So Life Change Tea is there at your service, in a manner of speaking, to help you maintain the best health possible, because it cleans your body. What's the best? Is it cleansing your body or cleaning your body? Which is the preferred, do you think? Cleansing, cleaning.
Well, I think people do cleanses, so you probably understand that, right?
Right. Cleanse your body. Thank you, Jennifer. Reduce problems with your innards. Maintain great digestion. Life Change Tea is, above all other things, natural, organic, and it comes from teas that are grown in our country. So if you want to change your life, get Life Change Tea. It has a proprietary herbal formula. It cleanses, works to get the toxins out, the things that you eat this time of year. Lots of barbecues, things outside. We had a big party on the farm this weekend, and the people were there selling everything you can imagine. Yes, Jennifer, there were sausages, and no, Jennifer, I didn't eat any. I had a fish sandwich instead, because there were people selling pork, sausages, fish. The fish guy was there at my insistence, because I'm tired of listening to you complain about me eating sausages. So, no sausages.
I don't complain. I just say, you know, just watch out. If you have breakfast with Dougie, just keep an eye on your pork products.
Okay. What, because you think I'm going to reach across with my fork?
Stab him. Have a stab at it.
A good detox can help heal and bring back the energy that you have in your life that's normally a part of your life. You're supposed to have lots of energy. Your liver, your kidneys will keep the inside of you clean. That's why if you have very low energy, it's because the body's working hard to cleanse itself. That's the way the body works, naturally, in healing. So go to GetTheTea.com. There are no fillers, no GMOs. It's all organic, as I said. You can't find it in stores. You got to go to the website, GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Maintenance of your health and well-being is what we're most interested in here, and you'll get it with GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV. They'll ship it to you without cost. It is free at GetTheTea.com. Look for Life Change Tea, and you'll, I think, be quite happy with the results. GetTheTea.com.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-law jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Monday! It's 21 after the hour, and it's Monday. Both those things fit together well, don't they?
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After the hour on the Monday DJV get together, let's check out a couple of music happenings, shall we, ladies? Jennifer, Victoria, Kara focusing with me on Britney Spears, who apparently suffered a malfunction of her wardrobe as her tour kicked off. The tour is called A Piece of Me, not the kind of, a piece of Britney gets presented this way. She was performing her song Do Something on opening night at Oxon Hill, Maryland, when she suffered this problem, as you might say, captured in a fan video, been posted on YouTube everywhere. She struggles to adjust her sparkly black bra behind a set wall in the middle of the song. When she reemerged from behind the prop, her left nipple was exposed. Oh, my God, no! Oh, how offensive
is
that?
Big deal.
Terrible.
Nipplegate.
Nip slip.
Yeah. Nip slip, I like. That's where that comes from.
I'm surprised. Nip well, that's slip. A pretty well-known
thing. Been around, yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised this doesn't happen to people more often, though, with all of the, you know, crop tops and little sparkly bras that are, like, the new outfit of choice for concerts.
Yeah. Well, especially Britney's outfits are very little.
Yeah. Yep.
She's been in Vegas for so long, I don't think she remembers what, like, a whole
like
outfit
tassels.
Is anymore. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have this problem once in a while, too. It's something very embarrassing when you, like, rip your shirt and all that hairy chest sticks out
Ew.
There.
Ew.
So why... Why is it different for a man than a woman? Other than that's a simplistic question, but so what? In America, we're so naive about that stuff. I told you about the trip I took around the Mediterranean, the classical music trip that I took in 1988. And the morning, we took off at night, and the next morning I went upstairs on deck, and there were 140 women topless sunbathing on the deck of the ship. So
and you were living your best life ever.
Well, I picked out. Well, never mind. Okay. hey, Brittany. Let's go back to Brittany. She didn't notice, did she? Did she not see or feel it? What was the thing?
I guess not. Yeah. She kept going.
Kept going, huh?
Yep.
I show must go on.
Yeah, she's no stranger to wardrobe malfunctions, though. No. She's had a lot of stuff happen. She had
February
her.
Of last
I think
year,
it
she
was.
Flashed her breast while performing Right? So what
her biggest wardrobe malfunction happened when she was having the hard times and she'd flop her way into a gas station bathroom with no shoes on. That was the biggest one.
Really?
Ugh. Remember that? She'd walk in and out of gas station bathrooms with bare feet.
That's gross. All right, so there's the Britney Spears story for today. Next up, Camila Cabello. Did I do that right? I think I did.
It's like a Y, Cabello. But
Cabello.
Yeah.
On the road with Ryan Seacrest, visiting the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. Surprise visit to the Ryan Seacrest Foundation event at Children's Hospital on Friday. By the looks of it, the children couldn't have been happier. Ryan took Miss Cabello. That's good. I like that.
There you go.
To the Broadcast Media Center at the Seacrest Studios, where she sang a rendition of Havana for the young fans. She posted a sort of touching message with a collage of photos she took with the children and wrote, "Today, I heard a conversation between parents of a girl at the hospital and Ryan Seacrest. The parents told him how much the foundation helped their child instead of talking about doctors and treatments. She was talking about how excited she was for the next karaoke competition at the downstairs studios." So, yeah, I guess I wonder sometimes whether, as much as we focus, the stuff on Ryan has sort of gone away. I didn't realize that he had a foundation that was doing this. Did either of you know that he was doing this sort of thing?
Not specifically. I know he has some charitable things that he's involved with, but...
Yeah.
I think he's taken other artists to Children's Hospital, either out in L.A. or... I didn't know about Philadelphia, but I think I've known he was involved with Children's Hospital, which is such a great organization. Mm-hmm.
So he has little studios in each one of them? Is that what... That, am I getting that from this?
I don't think so, no.
So where... He took her to the Broadcast Media Center.
He has a media center in Philadelphia, but I don't think he has one in every children's hospital.
Got it. All right, so that's that story. Nice story. Nice touching story. It's 28 after the hour.
The scales of life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some decisions in life are big and some are heavy. The bigger and heavier the decision, the more important it is for you to weigh the consequences. Or is it? I guess where I'm going with this is that it's not just the big and heavy decisions that need to be weighed. It's all of them. Even the tiniest of choices has consequences. And in life, it's important for you to realize that small decisions matter just like big decisions do. Because at the end of it all, it will be all of your decisions that impacted your entire life, not just a select few. Be mindful that every decision you encounter, no matter the size, will ultimately be weighed on the scales of life. For guidance along the way, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
I'm Ernesto Hernandez, Purple Heart recipient from Iraq and founder of Wounded Paw Project. Every day in the U.S., we lose 20 veterans to suicide. At the same time, in the same day, thousands of dogs and shelters are euthanized. The Wounded Paw Project strives to bring these two together by training shelter dogs to be service or comfort animals to our nation's heroes. We save a paw to save a life. Go to woundedpawproject.org to learn more and to donate. That's woundedpawproject.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The summit between President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin is about to get started in Helsinki, Finland, just days after 12 Russian intelligence agents were indicted here in the United States for trying to influence the presidential election. They allegedly hacked the DNC and Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. National Security Advisor John Bolton saying yesterday the president will not be asking Putin to extradite those indicted Russians. As he heads to the summit, President Trump continues to tout how well the recent NATO summit went.
NATO is, I think, never been stronger. And it was a little bit tough at the beginning, and it turned out to be love. It really was a great meeting that we had and brought everybody together.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Of the day, Monday, on the DJV program. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan here for a conversation. Victoria, back to the trending items of the day. What do you have?
Well, Elon, yeah, I thought that was Jen's turn.
Oh, it is? No, I think that was the next time.
No, it's no. Jen's turn.
All right, Jennifer, what do you have?
All right, well, let's talk about the World Cup, shall we? Because the World Cup, there was a big win. And we'll talk about that more, about what the win was like. But I think the story that's trending today is just how France erupted on Sunday in joy. And thankfully, the streets, if you can see the images of Paris, especially leading up to the Champs-Élysées, all to the Arc de Triomphe, it was packed, wall-to-wall people. You look at these pictures and you can't even imagine. I would go nuts. You can't even look. There's no place to move. But these people were happy. They were streaming into the streets, honking car horns, flying the flag. There was a huge national celebration. Cheers rang out throughout the country for each of the four goals as the French beat Croatia. And this was a young team, so it was a big deal. And people in France certainly celebrated. And when you see this many people, this is my, I think maybe the biggest thing that stuck out for me. When you see this, you see the people dancing and drinking and having so much fun on the street. If this were to happen in California or in a major city, Los Angeles, Boston, New York, where a lot of times people celebrate in weird ways and burn cars. They did pretty well. However, there were two fans that died in the celebration because some police had to clear off the Champs-Élysées with some tear gas and a water cannon because people stayed out past midnight. There were over a million people there. Wow. So there was a loss of life, but for the most part, with that amount of people, these were just very happy Frenchies.
Mm. Happy
kind
Frenchies.
Of a miracle that it wasn't worse with that many people. Yeah, it was unbelievable. Mm. The celebrations, the game itself. Unfortunately, we were rooting for Croatia because we have friends, and my future sister-in-law is Croatian. So, not a great day for the Croatians, but they played such an incredible tournament. It really was just phenomenal.
So, how long does this go on? Seems to me this thing, the World Cup's been going on for a couple, three
About
weeks.
3 weeks, right? Two and a half weeks?
3 weeks, yeah. All right. So when is it over?
That is, yeah,
it is
over.
We're talking
over.
About France won, yeah.
All right. France won. So why?
Hello. To recap, France won.
I don't know from nothing about the World Cup, and so we've been sort of messing around with it. And frankly, when it comes up, there's a switch that goes off in my brain. Just go off, and then when there's dead air, then I start talking again.
So sorry,
know,
Jen. We just didn't listen to anything you said. Sorry.
Yeah. It lasts for like a full... This was going on for a full month almost, I think.
Yeah.
It's close,
right.
At least.
So do we have the French national anthem so we can all celebrate being a Frenchie?
Do you know the words?
All I think about, you probably do. Any of you remember Charles de Gaulle? You know who Charles de Gaulle is?
I know who he is. Yeah, he's the airport.
Duh.
Charles de Gaulle was the leader of the French resistance during World War II and became the leader of France in the late 50s, I think, and early 60s. But this, he was a compatriot of Dwight David Eisenhower. And he served under Eisenhower, although didn't like serving under Eisenhower. He thought he should have been the leader of the European theater. He didn't like Eisenhower. He didn't like Americans, although the Americans saved their butt. If it weren't for the Americans, the French would be speaking German today. The facts never got in the way of who Charles de Gaulle really was. French hero, anyway. So whenever I hear it's called the Marseillaise. Isn't that, am I pronouncing it right? Yeah, I think
Marseillais.
So. That too.
Yes.
the picture of de Gaulle, if you Google him, he always wore that rather strange army hat. And he had the world's biggest nose. He was a tall, lanky dude with a big nose and kind of one of those thin, Frenchy faces with a thin head. He looked like a kind of a pinhead. You see, there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
But you kind of liked him, right? He was a pinhead, but you liked him.
No, I didn't like him at all. I thought he was an arrogant ass.
Okay.
But he never wanted to acknowledge Eisenhower. So anyway, but when I hear the French national anthem, I think of seeing him for the first time listening to that. And it's so different today. I suppose maybe you could say the same thing all around the world, though, right? Think of some of the world leaders that came about as a result of World War II, and then look around today at, for example, Macron. He looks like a French businessman in his early 40s, which I guess is kind of what he is, right? Has he been
he
in politics?
Just 40.
Yeah. Has he been in politics his whole career, or was he a business person before he became a politician? That was something. He got a lot of attention because he was so young. Gets a lot of attention because he got an old wife, and he got a lot of attention because...
Oh, God.
He does, right? His wife's 68
well,
or something.
She's not old. She's older than he is.
She's older for him.
Older.
Yeah.
Right.
An
yeah,
old
he was
wife.
The youngest president in the history of France. Know
yeah.
that.
Right. Okay.
He was deputy secretary general under Hollande François in May 2012. He got that appointment.
Yeah.
He was appointed minister of economy, industry, and digital affairs in 2014. So they were fast tracking him.
Oh, okay. They were. All right, other sports news. Victoria, Justin Verlander is about to become a father, it would seem. Kate Upton is... I didn't realize that these two were together. Isn't that interesting?
They got married right after the World Series last year, after those rotten Houston Astros beat my Dodgers.
Yeah.
So, have we counted
sad
back
part of the
they,
story.
Did she get pregnant before they got married or just about at the same time? How does it shake
no,
up?
No, she... After... They got married in November, and she's like 3 months pregnant now.
Oh.
So they had 5 months in there of practice.
Really?
you could say that, yeah.
All right. So what else?
So the news is out. Kate posted a picture over the weekend and let everybody and all of her millions of fans know that she was expecting. And Justin reposted the picture and said, "You're going to be the most amazing mom. I can't wait to start this new journey with you." And just had lots of really nice, sweet things to say about his bride. And so they're just a cute, you know, baseball couple.
How does her belly look now?
I imagine it's not that big if she's only 3 months pregnant.
You can't see it past her chesticles, trust me.
Right.
They're still in the lead.
Really? Yeah. All right. So Kate Upton is known for what kind of modeling?
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, sport.
Right.
And she's acting a little bit, too. She's been in some movies.
Yeah.
She was really good in The Other Woman with Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann. Like, she was actually really funny in that. You didn't see it. It's a chick flick.
Yeah, I know. I didn't see it. Anybody see anything this weekend? It was good?
No. We were too busy, beach and all that stuff. We didn't see anything.
All right. I wanted to go see The Rock, but didn't have a chance. Today...
He's gotten gigantic, by the way. He is huge.
Really?
Is he roided up?
Whoa.
Something's going on. He's been posting pictures on Instagram, and he's like a beast. Whoa.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Let's get to sort of thinking about television. Anybody see anything? I saw part of an episode of NCIS. That's all. You all expect that from me. Nothing different. They saved the day. Everybody is fine today because everything went well on NCIS. So what did any of you see that was good over the weekend? Anything?
I watched didn't see a TV the whole weekend.
Episode of TV. I did watch the Dodger game. I watched actually half of two Dodger games. So I guess in total one Dodger game, but half of Sunday, half of Saturday.
Yeah. Except for the World Cup final. That was it.
Did you watch that?
Tonight, Jen?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's exciting. That's good news. There's actually some new stuff brewing on television tonight. One of the things that we have to be aware of this weekend is that the All-Star Game is coming. So there are a lot of allowances for that being made on some of the networks. So if you notice that the schedule's a little light starting tomorrow, it's because the All-Star Game is coming to town. But tonight we have the usual fare of great programs. Let's see. My computer's frozen. As you can tell, I'm doing what they call vamping.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on?
All right, so we'll take a break.
Here we go. Well, here we go. Dietland. I'm all freaked out.
That's a show people really keep talking about, Dietland.
It's the story of my life. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm telling you this weekend, it's a little crazy. But, Dietland is new, and people are talking about it a lot. That's new tonight. On CBS, you have a brand new episode of Salvation. That's at 9, followed by Elementary at 10. ABC is all new tonight. That's The Bachelorette at 8 o'clock, followed by almost getting down to the wire on The Proposal. I think there's just another week or two of that. NBC has new American Ninja Warrior tonight at 8 o'clock, a new Dateline NBC following that at 10. Fox has So You Think You Can Dance. That's tonight, new at 8 o'clock. Antiques Roadshow, if you like that, on PBS, that's brand new tonight. You can check that out. And Penn and Teller Fool Us, Dougie. I know you always tune in for that one on the CW. That's new tonight at 8, followed by Whose Line Is It Anyway? That's new at 9.
All right. We celebrate Amazon Prime Day in a moment or two here on the DJV program, 44 past the hour. Here's a strategy to help you get the rest you need. I don't know that there's any secret to this. We all know how connected we are to our My Pillows, and that's really the That's the miracle drug, if you will. Resets your mind and your body. Having a good night's rest, and you do it when you have your MyPillows all adjusted around you. You can adjust them any way you want. When I say them, I think we all need to have a number of pillows. I don't know. I don't, and I haven't for a long time understood how people could sleep with just one pillow. You all sleep with just one, two? How many pillows?
You know, I never used to, but with MyPillow, I sleep with just one pillow. Isn't that funny?
Really? It is funny.
It's because you can fold it up, and it's just enough, and I fold it to fit that little crevice under my neck, and so one pillow just does it for me.
Yeah. Victoria, how many do you have? How many do you feel like you need?
I always feel like I need two. I have my MyPillow, the fluffier one on top, and I have a flatter, mushier one underneath.
Right. Kara, how many
pillows do you have?
You
have to have a whole system together.
Yes, you do. I have a system. I'm with you. I have one on one side of me, and I have one under my head, and then I put something I can wrap myself around on the other side. Usually three for me. How about you, Kara?
I have one pillow and an arm that sometimes goes under the pillow, and then a body pillow that I like to cuddle with sometimes.
Oh, there you go.
So, there you go.
So, improve your sleep and your habits by surrounding yourself with MyPillows. If you only have two and you need three, this is the perfect week to get that third one because you can buy one and get one free. The deal that lasts till the end of the month using the promo code DJV. Just go online to MyPillow.com and order yours right now. The most comfortable pillow you will ever own. That's the guarantee Mike Lindell passes along to you. If you don't like it, 60 days later, send it back, get your money back, or get a different pillow. The premium ones, they're the best. They are really fab. But then there are all kinds of other things you can see and get the discounts on by using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. They're machine washable and dryable. MyPillow.com. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. Goes on till the end of the month. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for all the discounts. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This year, Amazon Prime Day starting at noon today, going to midnight the 17th. So what's the big deal here? It's supposedly some kind of holiday like Black Friday. So
this is all about Christmas shopping.
Amazon. Amazon's trying to grab the attention, and everybody seems to be helping them. They don't need to advertise because the news media is all over this, right? What are we getting for deals?
Well, there's tons of deals out there. If you have gone to, they've incorporated Whole Foods this year. So if you are a Whole Foods shopper, you get $10 off your grocery bill. And then when you spend $10, they add $10 into your Amazon account. So you can use that starting today at noon. And that runs through the 17th at midnight. So there's lots of great deals, electronics, all kinds of stuff. They really want it to rival Black Friday. So they're really trying to make Christmas in July happen.
Or a new TV. One, apparently. That's one of the big things they have, right? These big, great big TVs.
Lots of electronics, lots of stuff. Pretty much, if you think about it, everything that you would put on a Christmas list, electronics-wise, those are the types of things you'll get deals on today.
I wonder if it helps any other retailers beside them. 60% of Americans say they plan to participate.
Target's trying to compete, actually, with big deals to go up against Amazon.
10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan joins me. I'm Doug Steffen. Actually, she's the leader of this portion of the program because she gets the technology connection. Microsoft. I heard a story about Bill Gates and his wife over the weekend. I thought you'd appreciate it, Victoria. I thought of you as soon as I heard the story. Apparently, that big, huge house that he built, and see, he bought five houses and tore them all down and built this huge place for himself, and now he's refurbishing it. I don't know how many years ago it was that he built the house. It wasn't that long ago, but they've redone the technology in the house. They put in a whole new system of audio-video, and one of the things they did was put a new system in his bedroom for television. The problem was that he turned the TV on in his bedroom, and as they were going off to sleep, I guess one day last week, it was the first time they'd used it, couldn't figure out how to shut it off. So he, at 11 o'clock at night, calls a tech person to come over and shut his TV off. I thought that was hysterical. Precious.
That is Here's very funny.
The leader of the technology world can't figure out how to shut off his new TV. Pretty cool. All right, what else has Microsoft got going on?
Well, Microsoft is urging Congress to put more regulation on facial recognition technology, and it's not common for tech companies to actually want more regulation on their products. But this is something that I think a lot of people are going to get behind. Microsoft really wants to do all of this facial recognition technology the right way and make sure that there's no real gray area and making sure that there's really no abuse of the technology and of the information that comes from it. Now, this includes everything from Facebook's new facial recognition software, being able to identify you in your picture on Facebook and your friends, and being able to automatically tag them, which some people don't like. Other people like the convenience of it, and others just feel like it's an invasion of privacy, and they don't really want their face in a database. And it's similar to how people feel. Yeah, and it's similar to how people feel about DNA. Do you want your DNA in a system somewhere? That's how they found that serial killer, the Night Stalker. So there's a lot of questions about where the line is with things like that. And the president of Microsoft, Brad Smith, he actually is likening all of this to the movie Minority Report. And if you remember, that was the movie with Tom Cruise. Steven Spielberg directed it. And it was basically people getting arrested preemptively before they committed crimes. And so he's kind of, he pointed to that movie as an example of a more advanced version of the technology when it goes wrong. And so in May, Amazon was asked by the ACLU to stop selling its facial recognition services to law enforcement. And so that's been another thing where it's beyond street cameras when they're trying to find criminals. And so this is just the beginning, the tip of the iceberg of where we're moving into with facial recognition. So look for this over the next few years to try to get
fan. I'm not a fan. Apple's App Store turns 10 years old this week with over 2 million apps available for download. Let's get a check.
The Geek Out. The Apple App Store is somehow 10 years old. At the time, it was a weird idea. Tiny little software packages to only be used on an iPhone, which in itself was a new weird idea. In 2017, the App Store generated $38.5 billion in revenue, and it's the platform that launched entire new businesses, Uber, Instagram, and Tinder. In 2008, the store opened with only 500 apps, and 10 years later, there's over 2 million, and each one has to go through a detailed submission and approval process. The most downloaded app? Facebook. The most time spent with app? Netflix. Apple has a whole host of interesting data about the App Store, and we've posted a link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, next up on the hit parade here is our lifting of the ban on the Chinese tech company ZTE. Why are we doing that?
That's a very good question. The U.S. Department of Commerce has lifted the ban on ZTE. They had a number of conditions that they needed to make in order to be allowed to do business in the U.S. again. They had to replace their entire board of directors. They paid $1 billion in fines. They put up an additional $400 million in escrow. That money is going to stay in escrow for 10 years, and during which the U.S. inspectors have full access to ZTE sites. Essentially, they were making parts for these little burner phones, and they were spying on Americans. Yeah. And they have the technology to do it. It's easy to do it, and they got busted. I personally don't agree with allowing them back in, but hey, that's what happened.
Yeah, I don't. All right, don't forget, today is Amazon Prime Day. This week actually is, so take advantage of that if you're a member. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.